Welcoming ourselves into a meditation starting off the new year, the lunar new year of the Yang Wood Dragon. In a very simple way, inviting the energies of beginning again, the opening to spring. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, and so beginning with goodwill for ourselves and those around us, as you land into the posture of stillness. And begin to let doing fall away. Allow the breath to be a reliable presence. Reminding us to rest in the here and now. Each time the breath turns around, remembering. Coming into stillness as a beginning again for this turning of the year. Stillness in meditation always has an element of beginning again and setting intentions for stability and ease going forward, because the nature of meditation and stillness is that the process asks us to stay with what we're doing, stay with how we're being still. And the effort is just to not do anything else. Coming into a moment of stillness in the body and the thinking mind, the not thinking mind. Feel the energetic quality of this not doing. Not doing movement, not doing thought, not doing judging, analyzing, complaining. One way to orient toward the new year might be to come into that kind of deeper stillness, whatever we can access just now, and cast that stillness forward as a silent intention, the intention that clarity of mind may be ever more continuous and strong as this year unfolds. And really feel the state of stillness if there are specific qualities you want to invite this year to strengthen in you. This is a beautiful way to invite those qualities, to rest in as deep a stillness as we can contact. And then invite the wholesome or positive quality, whether it's joy or interest, calm or steadiness, love or equanimity, focus or mindfulness. Invite the quality and feel how it can arise, even very gently, in the field of the heart and mind right now. See if you can feel the quality you want to strengthen. And think about it. Feel it in the body. And invite it to grow, to increase. As you invite a wholesome quality to grow or increase, notice what happens. How does it change in the present? When the mind wanders, notice that it's a kind of movement. That you've gotten up from the seat in the lotus of the heart and have moved into something else, some other part of your life. Come back and sit down again. Let it go. Do less. Don't get up for a while. And when you stabilize again, invite the wholesome quality. And invite it to strengthen, lengthen, return again and again. With stillness as the North Star, or as home, deep home. Resting in the here and now, in this moment, but allowing stillness to be a home that we intend to live in for a long time. We let stillness be the ground in which intention for the year can take root. Become strong. And we'll sit in silence together from here. sitting and opening the new year, sing the homage to the Buddha three times. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. I think we'll chant one more. We'll chant the Metta Sutta to start the year off. So I'll pull that up. So the Metta Sutta, the Buddha's words on loving kindness. We'll chant together in English. And describing the full path of practice. Invite warmth and goodwill for ourselves and for each other, for those we love and know, and others, the world full of other beings and beyond this world, beings friendly and unfriendly, near and far, and shining the light of loving kindness from this heart out in all directions, and sing together the Metta Sutta. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.